Jodie Orton, never mind. Life continues. Great news, because as promised, we're launching with a genuine star. You know, it just gets better and better. Whom are we launching with, Jodie?
Today, we'll be launching with Keith Jack.
That wouldn't be the legend that is Keith Jack, who actually came runner-up in the BBC One show Any Dream Will Do, and then, quite rightly, took on board the UK tour of Bill Kenwright's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. That Keith Jack, would it?
It certainly would.
Oh, Keith Jack, are you there?
I am. How are you?
Good to touch base with you. Good self, Keith. Now, tremendous stuff, etc. I mean, you just seem to have gone from strength to strength since that runners-up slot, etc. And clearly you were robbed. I mean, you should have come first, but that's by the point. I mean, I'm particularly interested in terms of, obviously, singing alongside John Barryman, being on the Hammersmith Apollo, of course, the classic Friday night is music night.
Yeah,
with our very own Angela Rippon, who's actually said those kind of things. Is it just a whirlwind? Do you think this is fantastic? All I need now is to appear in Darlington.
No, it is amazing. It's been fantastic since the programme. The people I've met, the people I've sung with, the concerts I've done, the shows I've done. It's been incredible. And like you say, it has been a whirlwind. And yeah, it's great to be on tour as Joseph finally and get to show people in the country what I can kind of do with the part, and people that voted for me get to come and see it and kind of see what I've done with it. So it's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we were actually thinking, yes, okay, he's produced a fantastic album called This Time. We thought we'd go online, we'd download stuff, etc. Tragically, we couldn't. We couldn't get it as MP3 downloaded in any way, shape or form. Obviously, old school, Keith, you decided to actually keep This Time as an album that people can actually purchase as a proper CD.
Yeah, it's on iTunes, though. Oh, I'm sure it is.
Darn it. You see, I was trying another sort of system entirely. Never mind. You know, we'll make sure you get that 0.33p in the fullness of time for the Musicians Union, etc. Jodie, questions for Keith.
Yeah, Keith, how does it feel to have been on Any Dream Will Do? I mean, it must have been an amazing experience for you.
It was. I was only 19 at the time, and it was quite incredible, really, to work with people like John Barryman, Zoe Tyler, Denise Van Outen, and Bill Kenwright, obviously, and Andrew Lloyd Webber to get their kind of teaching and to be playing in front of 10 million people every week. It was an incredible experience, and it was a big learning curve, and it's obviously set me up fantastic now, and it's been great, and it was something it's something I'd love to do again. Like, I'd love to go back and do the show again. Obviously we can't, but it was just amazing, and it was the best time of my life.
You could be a judge, Keith. You know, you could actually
I could take over I keep getting told to look like John Barryman, so I could take over his part.
How's your American accent? Can you actually break into an American Captain Jack sort of accent at a drop of a hat?
Yeah, but he does it, like, at the drop of a hat. And he's Scottish, doesn't he? That's the hardest thing.
You see, the Scots-Americans, Lord knows, there's a whole heap of stuff we can actually go through there. One of our very own presenters here at Siren FM, in the very near future, like 24 hours, has got an audition for The Voice. No names.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. No names, but she actually co-hosted No Adults Allowed this very afternoon. Good luck, Megan.
Wow.
What would your advice be to Megan Storm? What, I mean, she's going out for that. You know, I think she's just turned 16, might be 17, 16, 17, and so on. There's a song there, I think, in a Rodgers and Hammerstein line. But, you know, any advice for, or indeed, anybody else who might be thinking, oh, has got an audition for one of these things? Is it just a case of give it your best shot or no?
Exactly. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. The best thing you can do when you walk in an audition room is try and be confident in yourself, and know your material, what you're going to sing, how you're going to do it, and just show them you. That's the thing about TV is they want to see you on camera. They don't want to see anyone else. And because as much as TV programs are about if you've got a voice, if you've got whatever, it's also about what you're like in a TV program, what you're like on camera, and do you have a story, unfortunately? That's what it kind of is about. Advice would be just go in and just give it your best shot.
Splendid. Now, Peter Pan in Aberdeen might be seen as probably one of the most kamikaze roles you could ever actually take, you know, given that it's the Granite City, and you say, oh, I don't want the Peter Pan people up there, etc. But you did that, and of course, this particular year, you've connected with the Aberdeen Street Party for New Year, and you're going to be wrapping the year off in Glasgow in 2009, playing Aladdin. So, I mean, you know, the pantomime setup, etc., and Joseph, is it, I mean, do you deliberately sort of choose varieties as a matter of spice?
I don't know. It just kind of, I'm kind of lucky because I've been on tour and then I seem to get a Christmas and Christmas off in Joseph and I do Panto, and then it's happened twice so far. And funny enough, I finished the end of this year and then I'm in Panto again in Whitley Bay, which is not too far from Darlington.
I was just going to say, Whitley Bay, you're actually, I mean, I feel as though we should actually make every effort to come up and see you, because, you know, it's always, I mean, obviously from Lincoln, which is where this studio is, basically, you're talking about nigh on 200 miles, but it's worth it. It's worth it to see Keith Jack. In fact, we should set up a team campaign from that point of view.
Yeah, bus gun.
I think so. We'll work through that routine. This time, as you mentioned, the debut album is actually available now. A Night at the Musicals, second album, also released from that point of view. You mentioned Darlington, of course, you're going to be taking part in that thing. How's the tour been going so far?
It's going amazing. We've literally just started last night with a brand new cast. So far we've had two standing ovations, which has been great. We just finished the matinee today, and the tour's going really, really good. The audiences are loving it, and the new cast are loving being a part of it.
You see, that shows, Jodie, the true consummate professionalism that is Keith Jack. You know, a night after going live on stage, he's with us here on the Midweek Drive. It's genius. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just quality stuff from
Well, didn't you just say you did the matinee?
Yeah, just finished.
So that's the day. So, you know,
it's just phenomenal. It's just, you know, my cap is duly doffed to your good self, sir. I've got to ask you about Lord Alive at Thurlestone Castle, because yep. You're far too young to remember Harry Lauder, and I suspect even Jodie would probably say, oh, Harry Lauder?
Yeah. I'm looking at you very puzzled, Alex.
Exactly.
I am as well, but
we can't show it on the radio. Oh,
fair enough. Was that something that at Thurlestone Castle you particularly enjoyed? I mean, I've got to ask the question, was it one of the highlights, or was it something which you thought, yeah, well, it's a job?
It was a strange one. It kind of came up very, very strangely. I was down in down in London rehearsing for Only the Brave, which is a musical I did in Edinburgh at Edinburgh Festival, and I got a phone call saying, would I like to do this concert? And I was like, yeah, if they get me up. So they flew me up to Edinburgh, and then we drove down, and it was great. And funnily enough, the person who put on that concert is actually now my tour manager and a very good friend of mine now. So everything happens for a reason.
Exactly, precisely so. In fact, you might like to invite them to take part in one of these shows in the not-too-distant future. It's a whole range of things. You can do a sort of general round-robin. A reminder, tickets still available for Darlington's incarnation of Bill Kenwright's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I don't think you actually come anywhere near Lincoln, though. Is that fair to say? I mean, I'm looking at the touring dates.
I don't think so. Never mind.
That's the beauty of the internet and the web, you see. We spread the thing out and we have sister stations around, like satellite things. I didn't want any sort of Lincolnites thinking, we want Keith Jack here.
But obviously worthwhile to make the travel.
I think so.
Yeah, definitely.
Or else set up a petition now, contact the Lincoln Theatre Royal and say, without Keith Jack performing, you know, it's all very well having JLS, Little Mix, etc. Sorry, not in the same league. Quite clearly, it's bottom line on that particular base. Keith, it's been fabulous just touching base with your good self today.
Thank you very much.
Two final questions for your good self. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic debut here on the Midweek Drive?
Yeah, I have. It's been good. It's been fun.
So can we look forward to connecting with you again in the very near future, where hopefully we'll be featuring songs from your debut album and more?
Definitely. I'd love to speak to you again.
Keith Jack will return. And needless to say, I think we need to actually go out with this from the original cast album, from the West End version of Joseph and His Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Keith, I think you can recognise this little tune.
Yep, it's called Any Dream Will Do.
Sleeping any
splendid stuff. Any dream will do. It always helps, I've found, in the art of broadcasting, is when you're actually putting things together and getting them all sorted out, you actually write down the correct telephone number, because otherwise you end up leaving voicemail messages on totally random sort of areas, etc. It's most peculiar. And, you know, I was thinking of consummate sort of professionalism there, everything sorted out. But Cameron Tilbury, thank the Lord you are here. Are you not?
I am.
Exactly, So we can quite happily sort of load this thing up and now actually say...
The best in contemporary country music, lashings of Americana and taking digital worlds to new levels. It can only be Cameron Tilbury.
Exactly. Isn't that right? Precisely so. Now, Cameron, you may have actually seen a little update or indeed tweet. Yes, in fact, it may well have been a tweet. I actually sort of may have put on the Maple Leaf Media, which suggested I was actually developing a new form of jingle / ident for your good self.
Yes.
So obviously, you know, bearing in mind we talked last week with your wonderful number one sole person coordinator and wife, Jolia Tilbury, and I was thinking, let's run with this. Are you ready to actually open this up to the world?
I don't know whether I should be thrilled or very afraid.
Hold back, because we've also got a special treat for Katie Grimmison as well coming through. But for the moment, this is, and it is naked, I have to point out. I'm not that I'm implying that we're standing in this sort of nudist colony whilst we're actually recorded this. We appreciate that. But it's naked speech, etc. Are you ready?
Okay.
Cameron Tilbury, Nashville's man Canadian, he knows his music tree. Cameron Tilbury.
See, where were we going there, Cameron?
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a warning, though. That'll date it in a couple of years because I don't have my citizenship, so I won't be a Canadian anymore.
Oh, you see, Nashville man Canadian, but at least we've got rid of Peterborough. You know? Nashville man Canadian.
You've worked both of those in how can I put that?
He knows his music
a
tree.
A really unique way.
I thought you were working on that whole basis and actually making sure that you roll the Cameron. You know, I was going to do it live, but I thought, we'll do it as a prereq. You know, we'll work our way through that. Yeah, just a thought. You may or may not be hearing much of that as the whole thing comes through. We might, and indeed, I'll simply say, look, you know, Jolia, tuned in, just go and actually write another one, because we encourage our co-presenters to actually produce their very own jingles. Otherwise, let's face it, you know, Phil Hurdwood, our ace voiceover artist, it wasn't available for that, actually. we'll obviously have something else to say. So will Malcolm Tomlinson, and he joins us on the show tomorrow, so that's completely different. Anyway, moving on now, a certain Kenny chap has sprung to mind.
Yes.
So, nothing to do with Footloose, nothing to do with Fancy Pants, nothing to do with anything else, but something which actually possibly could be said to actually deal with bars and a whole heap of goodies as you're coming through with something which it could have been a Fanta, could have been a brand, could have been a cola, but it's a Corona.
It's a Corona. The thing is, it's just winding down summer here. We'll be going into the autumn soon. We just celebrated a long weekend here, Labor Day weekend, and it's kind of the traditional end of summer weekend. And but the summer weather's sticking around here, and I see it kind of visit your place too. So we thought this would be a perfect song. It's a great summer sing-along kind of anthem, and we thought this would be great to release going into the fall. Please enjoy. He's actually a native of Canada, lived in Texas, now he's living in Florida. This is Kenny Holiday and Eight Coronas.
Eight, one hell of a town,
so, apart from the broken bottle at the start, or was it a broken glass? I don't know, it could have been a Glaswegian situation. What did you make of that, Jodie?
I really liked it, and I have to say, I thought, he sounds a lot like John Bon Jovi.
If John Bon Jovi did country, he'd sound like Kenny Holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I mean that in all the greatest respect.
Well, let's face it, you're one of Kenny's followers / cyberstalkers, aren't you?
I certainly am.
Already, you know, sorted through. It's awesome in so many ways. So well done, Cameron. Another delight there. And I'm certain we'll be featuring that in all sorts of ways. Now, you know these jingles and promos from your time in radio, they can be works in progress, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so, I mean, clearly, you know, things are works in progress. I mean, for instance, you know, when you get a legend like Phil Leonis who comes down with...
Katie Grimmison, Birmingham's gift to the galaxy on the midweek drive for Siren FM and more.
You think, can we actually take that and give it a bit more fizz, you know, a bit more spin, etc. So, again, this is subject, obviously, Julia, downloading the Podbean, it's all the rest, all the cast and all the rest of it, so and indeed yourself with your musical routine. You know, taking that particular sort of line, what do you think we could have done with that, Cameron?
Well, I'm thinking lasers, explosions.
Well, strange. I'm thinking very much so.
Echo.
But perhaps, I just, you know, when driving back from the Burley horse trials over the weekend, I came up with this.
KTG is a VIP. She's Birmingham's gift to the galaxy. Always found at the top of the tree. Let's hear it up now for KTG.
Yeah, well, I think that's a Tilbury seal of approval.
My thoughts precisely, Cameron.
I have done two versions of that in authentic Jamaican rap, man. So, you know, I'm still working on that basis.
Has your medication worn off? Is that the...
Just wait until you hear Nicola Clancy's later on. Still, life continues. I just think, you know, it's time to start rolling out those tunes, basically. Rolling out those 10-second pieces of wonderment, etc. Yeah.
They're pieces of something. Wonderment wasn't really where I was going to go with it.
Well, what can I say? You know, we'll be playing one of Katie's special requests in a few moments' time. She said, could I have it after my particular piece? And I said, no. But we actually did manage to download Two Book Cinema Club. Have you ever come across Two Book Cinema Club before?
Never.
No.
Well, it's an interesting choice. Yeah, and just in case you thought you couldn't believe your ears first time round.
KTG is a VIP. She's Birmingham's gift to the galaxy. Always found at the top of the tree. She's the one and only. Here's KTG.
Whether she is indeed physically always found at the top of the tree is something I'm going to wrestle with. Kind of.
She could be at the top of the tree hiding from her next jingle, possibly.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you see, that's what happens when I'm left alone in a studio, just to actually start, you know, playing around with these kind of things. Anyway, right, so Cameron...
I think on behalf of Siren FM, we have to apologise to our Jamaican community for any offence which may have been caused by the airing of that jingle.
I was actually using my Geordie accent at the time, but still, never mind. Anyway, this is what sets us up for Sherry Jackson, acting legend from a whole heap of other goodies. She's back with us in a few moments' time, after we actually say those last two questions. Do you want to hear our very own Cameron? No, perhaps not. Yeah, perhaps. Cameron. It does actually, you'll find it like a meme beginning to actually soak through. You'll find it like one of those, you know,
like
horrendous... Nashville man, Canadian, he knows his music tree. You see what we're going there? Tree, Katie.
You've had
two,
a lot of practice
cup of the tree.
Alex.
Well, exactly. Very good. Anyway, I'll leave it to yourself and Julia to actually start putting that to some sort of tune, basically. So that's what we're working through on that particular day. Last two questions for Cameron, please. Jodie.
Cameron, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us this evening?
I certainly have.
And can we look forward to connecting with you again in the very near future with or without silly jingles?
Yes, you can. Now, I have a question for you, Jodie.
Okay.
Okay, you put a stop to Alex?
I hope so, although I shall be returning to the American Dream Team very, very shortly, so hopefully you won't have time to come up with one about me. I'll do what I can.
There are all sorts of strange and bizarre and wondrous things coming through in this whole system. That's the important thing. Next week, of course, Cameron, back at 5 p.m, all being well, which is 11 a.m. Central Time, as far as we were aware. Is that right? We'll be about 11 a.m. Central Time, or whatever other time check that you're actually involved with. Also, Cameron, are you aware of what Phil Leonis and myself will be doing together with Chilpack Hollywood and, indeed, the Midweek Drive in December?
No, I'm not. Can you fill me in?
A non-stop 24-hour broadcast of delights connecting Los Angeles with Lincoln and hopefully your good self, a whole heap of others, etc., as we celebrate the official end of the Mayan calendar. You don't get this on the Simon Mayo show, I can tell you. You know, in case anybody's still thinking about BBC Radio 2-ish or various other stations are available, etc. So more of that as we come, because we'd anticipate you being a key part of that, of course, with a whole heap of others.
I'd love to be.
I think so. And so I might even write some specialised jingles just for that. No, perhaps not. We'll work on that. This is The Life, Two Book Cinema Club, taking us around to... Sherry Jackson. And afterwards, of course, we have to say, Cameron, in the studio next week, we should also be welcoming back the director of the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society. That would be the wonderful Jane Southall.